So we've got a community-wide comprehensive planning process going on, and I will tell you that, maybe 11 years ago or so, we went through this one other time. We put out the a plan in 2010 that looked forward to 2020, and I would say a lot of the things that this community celebrates, investments in the parks and recreation system, an aggressive approach to housing and retail and industrial development, intentional investment in the downtown to bring back the heart of Garden City, all those types of things were present in that comprehensive plan and really helped not just the city commission, but our advisory boards like the planning commission and other people that make decisions around what the city should or shouldn't do. You can see how that comprehensive plan influenced those decision makers. Now, now's the time to do another plan that looks forward to 2030 or 2035 and engage the community about what it wants to see in the town in which they live. So there's been a lot of opportunities. There's been some chances to show up in meetings and express your opinions. Any city utility customer will have gotten the a survey in their utility bill. It's got a QR code. If your phone has camera capabilities to pick up a QR code and lead you to a website, you can go in there and take a survey, the same survey on SurveyMonkey, and it's all automatically uploaded. You don't have to mail it in. I would just encourage everybody to do that if they haven't already done so. If you'd like to show up to in-person kind of planning charrettes and those types of things, there's another one coming up next Thursday. That's June 3rd. It'll be held in the evening down at Finney County Public Library. And please, look for more details on that in announcements that'll come out on the City of Garden City's social media posts. And then we'll maybe talk about that in a little bit more detail next week, too.